Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай. В этой программе вы узнаете многое о предложениях в условном наклонении. Мы встречаемся со знаменитыми комиками, братьями Маркс. Но вначале приходится признать, что жизнь – вещь тяжелая. Существует масса проблем. Инфляция, перенаселение, нищета, войны. Как решить мировые проблемы? Если у Мэгги есть ключ к решению, он нам расскажет. Но он не знает, как это сделать. He doesn't know. Если бы он знал, то рассказал бы. If he knew, he'd tell us.
English anyway.
Yes, hello, English anyway, number 45.
The world's a difficult place.
The world is a difficult place.
Very difficult. Yes, this is English anyway, number 45. And the world is a difficult place.
Very difficult.
There are a lot of problems.
Problems, problems, problems.
Yes, there are a lot of problems in the world, but this is English anyway.
What's the solution?
What's the solution to the world's problems?
What is the solution?
To the world's problems.
If McGee knows the solution, he'll tell us.
If he knows...
He will tell us.
Yes, if he knows the solution, I'm sure he'll tell us.
Do you know the solution to the world's problems?
Which problems?
Inflation.
Overpopulation.
Poverty.
War.
Do you know the solution to the world's problems?
No, I don't. If I knew the solution, I'd tell you.
Yes, there are a lot of problems in the world, and McGee doesn't know the solution. A problem, a solution.
If McGee knows the solution to the world's problems, he'll tell us.
Perhaps he knows.
If he knows, he will tell us.
But he doesn't know.
If he knew, he'd tell us.
The past of know is new.
А вот комик Граучо Маркс. Он спрашивает, это Организация Объединенных Наций? Я бы хотел поговорить с генеральным секретарем. Но служащая отвечает, если бы у вас была назначена с ним встреча, то вы могли бы к нему пройти. Если бы он не был так занят, то я уверена, что он поговорил бы с вами о будущем человечества, но он очень занятой человек. А Граучо Маркс отвечает, скажите ему, что я знаю, как решить мировые проблемы. Так он попадает к генеральному секретарю ООН и говорит ему, уходите в отставку. В отставку? А как это поможет решению мировых проблем? Спрашивает генеральный секретарь. «Ну, не прямым путем, — говорит Граучо, — но если вы подадите в отставку, то ваше место освободится, а я буду на него претендовать. Если я подам просьбу взять меня на эту работу, то я ее получу и немедленно решу все мировые проблемы». «Но как? — спрашивает генеральный секретарь. — А этого я вам не скажу, — отвечает Граучо. Если вы будете знать, как их решить, то ведь не подадите в отставку». Тогда генеральный секретарь говорит, «Хорошо, я подам в отставку».
Is this the United Nations organization?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to speak to the Secretary General, please.
What's the name, please?
Mr. Marx. Groucho Marx.
Have you got an appointment?
No, I haven't.
I'm afraid you can't see the Secretary General without an appointment.
I can't, eh?
I'm afraid you must have an appointment. If you had an appointment, you could see him.
But I must see him. It's very important. Important for the future of the world.
He's very busy. If he wasn't so busy, I'm sure he'd discuss the future of the world with you. But he's a very busy man.
Tell me, does the Secretary General know the solution to the world's problems?
I don't believe so. If he knew the solution to the world's problems, he would be a happy man.
Why?
Because he wouldn't be so busy.
Tell the Secretary General that I can make him happy. Tell him I know the solution to the world's problems.
Certainly, sir. Reception here. There's a gentleman here. Yes, he believes he can make you happy. His name's Mr. Marx.
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx. He says he knows the solution to the world's problems.
That's right.
Certainly. The Secretary General will see you immediately.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Secretary General, I know the solution to the world's problems. I know the solution to your problems.
Good. Tell me quick.
Resign.
Who?
You.
Resign? How would that solve the world's problems?
It wouldn't directly. But if you resigned, your job would become vacant. And if your job became vacant, I would apply for it.
If the United Nations organization offered you my job, would you accept it?
Yes, I would.
I don't believe they would offer you the job.
If I applied, I would get the job.
Why are you so sure?
Because if I got the job, I would solve the world's problems immediately.
How?
I'm not going to tell you that. If I told you, you wouldn't resign. If you knew the solution, you wouldn't resign.
Yes. Well, if I resigned, how would it solve my problems?
You wouldn't be so busy. If you weren't so busy, you'd be happier.
All right. I will resign.
So resign, Secretary General, resign. I know the answer to the world's problems. If I got your job, I would solve them. Resign, Secretary General, resign.
А теперь Майк говорит. Я хотел бы встретиться с продюсером этой программы. Я хочу поговорить с ним о моей работе. А Кит говорит. Если у тебя с ним назначена встреча, он тебя примет. Если он не слишком занят, то я уверен, он поговорит о твоем будущем. Но Майк отвечает, у меня не назначена с ним встреча. А Кит говорит, если бы у тебя была назначена встреча, он бы тебя принял. Если бы он не был так занят, я уверен, он обсудил бы твое будущее. В условных предложениях, если глагол с «if» стоит в настоящем времени, то второй глагол обычно в будущем времени. А если глагол с if в прошедшем времени, то will меняется на would. Ну вот, если вы хотите зарплату побольше, если у вас отвратительная, трудная работа, и вы хотите уйти, то подавайте в отставку.
Yes, now, if you've got a horrible job and you want to leave, you resign. If you've got a difficult job and you want to leave, you resign. If you want more money and you want to leave your job, you resign.
People resign from horrible jobs.
People resign from difficult jobs.
And people resign from their jobs when they want more money.
I'd like to see the producer of this program, please.
If you've got an appointment, he'll see you.
I want to discuss my future.
If he isn't busy, I'm sure he'll discuss your future.
If you've got an appointment...
The present.
He will see you.
That's the future.
If he isn't busy...
The present.
He will discuss your future.
The future.
I haven't got an appointment.
You can't see him without an appointment.
I drink tea with sugar.
I drink tea without sugar.
With?
Without.
If you had an appointment, he'd see you.
I want to discuss my future. Is he busy?
Yes, he is. If he wasn't busy, I'm sure he'd discuss your future.
If you had an appointment...
The past.
He'd see you.
Would.
If he wasn't busy...
Was not, the past.
He'd discuss your future.
Would.
He's busy. You know, if he wasn't so busy, he'd be happier. He ought to resign.
А теперь к генеральному секретарю ООН приходит второй комик, Харпо Маркс. Он говорит, мне известны решения мировых проблем, и я могу решить ваши проблемы. Говорите поскорее, просит генеральный секретарь. А Харпо отвечает, уходите в отставку. Генеральный секретарь спрашивает, если я уйду в отставку, как это поможет решить мои проблемы? Вы будете не так заняты, говорит Харпо Маркс. Если вы не были бы так заняты, то были бы более счастливы. Хорошо, говорит генеральный секретарь ООН. Я подам в отставку.
Is this the United Nations organization?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to speak to the Secretary General, please.
What's the name, please?
Mr. Marks. Mr. Harpo Marks.
Have you got an appointment?
No, I haven't.
I'm afraid you can't see the Secretary General without an appointment.
I can't, huh?
I'm afraid you must have an appointment. If you had an appointment, you could see him.
But I must see him. It's very important for the future of the world.
He's very busy. If he wasn't so busy, I'm sure he'd discuss the future of the world with you, but he's a very busy man.
Tell me, does the Secretary General know the solution to the world's problem?
I don't believe so. If he knew the solution to the world's problems, he would be a happy man.
Why?
Because he wouldn't be so busy.
Tell the Secretary General that I can make him happy. Tell him I know the solution to the world's problems.
Certainly, sir. Reception here. There's a gentleman here. Yes. Yes. He believes he can make you happy. His name's Mr. Marks. Harpo Marks. He says he knows the solution to the world's problems. Certainly. The Secretary General will see you immediately.
Yes, Secretary General. I know the solution to the world's problems, and I know the solution to your problems.
Good. Tell me quick.
Resign.
Who?
You.
Resign? How would that solve the world's problems?
It wouldn't directly, but if you resigned, your job would become vacant, and if your job became vacant, I would apply for it.
If the United Nations organization offered you my job, would you accept it?
Yes, I would.
I don't believe they would offer you the job.
If I applied, I would get the job.
Why are you so sure?
Because if I got the job, I would solve the world's problems immediately.
Huh? How?
I'm not going to tell you that. If I told you, you wouldn't resign. If you knew the solution, you wouldn't resign.
Yes, well, if I resigned, how would it solve my problems?
You wouldn't be so busy. If you weren't so busy, you'd be happier.
All right. I will resign.
So resign, Secretary General, resign. I know the answer to the world's problems. If I got your job, I would solve them. Resign, Secretary General, resign.
А теперь профессии, работа. Если у вас есть работа, уходите с нее и место освободится. Если место освобождается, вы можете на него подать. Возможно, предприятие предложит вам работу. Тогда вы сможете принять или отвергнуть это предложение.
Oh, yes. Now, jobs. If you've got a job, and if you resign, the job becomes vacant.
If I resign, my job will become vacant.
If a job is vacant, you can apply for it.
I want to apply for the vacant job.
Perhaps the organization will offer you the job.
We would like to offer you the job.
Perhaps you will get the job.
Did you get the job?
Yes, I did. They offered it to me.
We would like to offer you the job. We would like to offer it to you.
Then you can accept or reject the job.
I accept the job.
Jobs.
Resign.
Become.
Apply.
Offer.
Get.
Accept.
А теперь настала очередь третьего брата Маркс, Чико, побывать у генерального секретаря ООН. Он говорит, я должен его видеть. Это очень важно для будущего всего мира. И Чико Маркс говорит генеральному секретарю, уходите в отставку.
Is this the United Nations organization?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to speak to the Secretary General, please.
What's the name, please?
Mr. Маркс, Чико Маркс.
Have you got an appointment?
No, I haven't.
I'm afraid you must have an appointment. If you had an appointment, you could see him.
But I must see him. It's very important for the future of the world.
He's very busy.
Tell me, does the Secretary General know the solution to the world's problems?
If he knew the solution to the world's problems, he would be a happy man.
Why?
Because he wouldn't be so busy.
Tell him I know the solution to the world's problems.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you. You nice girl. Yes, Mrs. Secretary General, I know the solution to the world's problems. I know the solution to your problems.
Good. Tell me quick.
Resign.
Who?
You.
Resign? How would that solve the world's problems?
It wouldn't directly. But if you resigned, your job would become vacant. And if your job became vacant, I would apply for it.
If the United Nations organization offered you my job, would you accept it?
Yes, I would.
I don't believe that they would offer you the job.
If I applied, I would get the job.
Why are you so sure?
Because if I got the job, I would solve the world's problems immediately.
How?
I'm not going to tell you that. If I told you, you wouldn't resign. If you knew the solution, you wouldn't resign.
Yes. Well, if I resigned, how would it solve my problems?
You wouldn't be so busy. If you weren't so busy, you'd be happier.
All right, I will resign.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. Всего доброго.
English fast, English low, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.